This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Friday. It's amazing. It's kind of been it's not been a best week. I mean, you had the Grizzlies win. That was great. But you had that horrific accident on Monday, and then your Twitter account gets busted. You're now off Twitter.
I'm completely off Twitter. Yeah.
How are your mentals?
It's an interesting social experiment. I was like, I wonder if I will end up being happier.
But it's how you get your news.
That's the problem.
That's how you get your news. And then last night I was relaxing at home and I got a call from Claire who'd been in an accident. And everyone's fine. It wasn't a terrible accident. But you know how when if you're getting off the Mount Moriah exit,
yep.
Okay, and it curves around and then then it dumps out in a Mount Moriah right by the gas station. There's a gas station.
So if you're coming for the westbound 240.
You're westbound on 240. Westbound.
Because there's two Mount Moriah.
That's right. West, if you're west, this is if you're westbound on 240.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's right. So, yeah.
Because, you know, there's a Mount Moriah exit where
if you'd come the other way, you just go to the stoplight
right,
and then
exactly.
You make a left. Yeah, no, this is the one, and it dumps you immediately out of Mount Moriah.
Right.
And it's a little weird because you got to crane your neck to look way behind you as you're merging with Mount Moriah to make sure someone's not coming.
Right.
Okay. So that's what she was doing. And she was craning her neck. She'd literally never been in an accident in her life. And she was looking behind her and there was no one there. So what do? You slightly accelerate into to merge, right? The person in front of her, she didn't see him. She just assumed they were also accelerating to merge. It was her fault. She rear-ended a guy, right? She rear-ended a guy. It's clearly her fault. There's no question about that. She got a ticket, and she acknowledges it was her fault. But it was also, maybe I'm sticking up. I'm making excuses. I'm rationalizing. But the guy did an unusual thing.
Right.
Normally, you wouldn't have stopped there if there's no one coming, right? So much of when you are moving through traffic, you're assuming other people, it makes you realize you're assuming that other people are doing the things one normally does, right? And he didn't. Her fault. Like you can't rear end anyone, period. And then the thing is, the police, because there's police everywhere, you're wondering, is this one, when for years there was no question the police were going to get involved.
Yeah.
At what point do you call or summon the police or have the police for an accident? Here, the police showed up. And so then in the end, Claire's airbag did deploy. So we live 2 minutes from there. but you're not allowed to have your car towed if the airbag, I mean, to drive your car. They won't let you drive your car if the airbag deploys. And so then you have to pay. It's $275
there you go.
Cash for the tow, 2 minutes to our house.
Well, I showed up.
And, well, I actually said, can I get AAA to show up?
Yeah.
And they said no, because it takes too long. And we've got to get off the road in 30 minutes. Everyone was nice. Cops were nice. In the end, the guy who was an immigrant of some type that she hit, nice guy. There was a language barrier too. At the end though, they were exchanging phone numbers, Claire and the guy said, no, no, the police said, no, it'll be on this form. And he said, no. He said, I can't do accents. He said, this is friendship. This is friendship numbers. This is, we are humans, which is true. Like, you know, no one intends to be in that situation. And everyone was nice, helpful, efficient, all of that. Now, mind you, we don't have collision on our cars.
Yeah.
Because
they're older cars.
They're old.
Yeah.
And you just self-insure.
Right.
But then the problem is when you don't have a collision on your car. Mm-hmm. And I
then it's all out of pocket.
Anyway, so happy Friday to y'all. Hope you're having a smoother day than those of us here in the morning shift at 92.9. Today on the radio show, we got Jason Smith in the next segment. Then we've got Chris Harrington straight up 10 o'clock. Grizzlies play the Heat. No Terry Rozier. Heat tonight down at FedEx Forum.
Are we sure?
Well, did you see that Ron Olson got a call? Ron Olson, I don't know if you heard this, Ron Olson literally got a call that he played me. Terry Rozier, big River guy, I guess.
Ah, big fan.
Called in, and he just said that you should bet on the fact that he's not going to be playing mm-hmm. tonight. And now, it was a little weird because he pronounced his name Terry Rozier mm-hmm. or something like that. So it was a little weird that whatever, and odd that Ron Olson could land that call, but he played it for me, so it had to be
real. To be true.
Had to be legit, given Ron's stellar reputation
of course.
For all things, doing all things straight up. And but anyway, the Heat are in town all sorts of ways. And so we'll talk to Chris Harrington about that. And then Jeffrey's bets. One thing in the tumult of the week with everything that's going on, the upside is we didn't get to reflect on what didn't seem like a great weekend for you.
It was 7-10. I mean, the problem is it's a second consecutive losing week.
It's like the Bills.
Yeah. I mean, I try to not get too wrapped up on it because you never remember the wins where you kind of get lucky,
No, right.
But I had like four straight games where you're sitting there just going like, can you give me one play differently and we're fine. But that's part of it.
Speaking of like, if you were one of the haters who bet against the Grizzlies the other night.
Yes.
That was a bad beat for you.
That was brutal because literally you just needed the ball to get in bounds.
You literally just needed to Zion to inbound the ball.
Correct.
And they did not inbound the ball.
Or just not throw just it not, dead out of bounds because the clock didn't start.
And so in the end, Ja gets fouled. And or you needed Ja to not get, you know, whatever, so not that foul.
Because also it looked like Ja was going to run away from Fears at first. Fears. And then
he gets fouled, hits the shots, and all of a sudden you're on the other end of it.
That was tough.
Anyway.
The game within the game.
The game within the game. Jeffrey will make you rich. He's gonna get back on the winning track.
We're tightening that things up.
And by the way, I got all the kinds of things I want to talk about today. I think the SEC schedule is just great this week.
I agree.
Just great. Not in terms of, like, there are big games, but it's not so much that there are massive, epic, titanic, you know, the two best teams in the conference games. It's that every game, for one reason or another, literally right down the line, has intrigue.
Totally agree with you. I said this yesterday to Cobb because he was like, I don't know, man. Like, we don't have the headliners. Like,
no,
these are my
no
kind of games. These
every
are my
kind
of games.
There's not a dog in the mix. I mean, I guess Tennessee, Kentucky.
I mean, there's like the can't lose aspect. Like,
right. There's some can't lose for Tennessee. Yep. Anyway, it's a great slate, and we'll get to that at some point. What, by the way, we're going to have Jason Smith on in the next segment. One of the interesting things was the mindset of how you talk about a team and whether you choose to be upbeat or pessimistic about a team. And it was interesting because I thought that we were, in our show yesterday, appropriately celebratory over the Grizzlies' win. But even there, within that, like there was one brief moment where I did say, now, they didn't look like a team that's going to win 50 games.
You know, well, you know, and like, we also had to throw out the, what are the Pelicans?
Yeah, but it wasn't, that was not the overwhelming theme at all. The overwhelming
celebrating
theme
win
was celebration. And by the way, I did hear, and of course, it was a error on our part that we played the All You Do Is Win, Win, Win song underneath the highlights. Given that the Grizzlies have made a change, we should also make a change. But then...
You got to fill me in. What did the Grizzlies change to?
Gorilla.
Okay. So yeah. Okay. I'm going to need somebody to send me the song.
So, yeah, we'll do that.
Except I'm not on Twitter.
Although
apparently I bought a Maybach yesterday. I mean, apparently I have a fleet.
Wait, you're still... Your,
correct. I'm still locked out.
Your captured Twitter account is still active?
Correct, apparently.
Oh, you haven't deactivated?
I have. I've sent it off to Twitter, but they're like... The case is under review or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, it's awesome.
You bought a Maybach.
Yeah. Look at me go.
But then it was interesting because I was listening to Jason and John, and they were – Jason in particular. Actually, I expected it to be flipped around. Jason was just like – not unrelentingly, but it was pretty – and immediately get tweets from people saying you're losing listeners like that, right? And then it is interesting, the same thing with Gabe. Gabe, when he had me on yesterday, he was really focused on Jaren fouling out. Come on, man, after 8 years, you got to like whatever. And I sort of told him, I said, Gabe, we all have a choice. You can say... Grizzlies win, but, or you can say Grizzlies didn't work. Whatever comes after the but is the emphasis. Hey, sure. Grizzlies won the game, but they look crappy.
Here's the point I actually want to make.
Right. Yeah. Or you can do it the other way around. Pelicans aren't that great. Grizzlies didn't look great, but they got the win.
Sure.
Whatever comes after the but is the overwhelming point you're making, right? That's the side you are coming down on. And so, for example, with Jaren, And my one thing I have learned in my years of covering sports is that people don't want you to lie about your team. People don't want you to blow smoke about your team. And people, notice the butt's going to come, right? People don't want you to lie about the team. People don't want you to blow smoke about your team. And there are times if your team gets to be truly loathsome where people actually love you to pile on your team. Like they want to hear grown to hate their team, that
yeah. Okay. Don't you dare defend them.
But
you're in the bag.
Fundamentally, people don't want to hear you trashing their team if there is still hope and reason not to trash their team. That is my view. And I know that because that's what I think. Like when I am listening to people talk about the Bills and the Sabres, my two original teams. I don't need to be...
Except we don't listen to any Sabres talk.
No. Do not mention it.
Okay.
They're dead to me. I don't want to hear people ripping them. The Sabres actually have gotten to the point where it's kind of turned. People hate the team so much. They want you to pile on the team. But
it's not there with the Bills.
That's the point, is that you just... And so, take Jaren. You can either come down on the side of... Okay, listen, he had a great third quarter, and the team was so much better defensively when he was on the team on the court. And isn't it great that Isolo played him through all those fouls? But he's got to stop doing this. He's just got to. Or you can flip it around, and you can say, yeah, sure, Jaren has to figure out the fouling thing, particularly in the context of Isolo's new system where he's going to be screening more. But... wasn't it great to see Isolo play him with four fouls and the impact that he had? And that's the truth. You know, I'm choosing sunshine. I really am. Now, The other reason to choose sunshine is we don't know how much sunshine you're going to get. It's a little bit like, you know, it's a little like winter in Seattle or something. You got to enjoy the sunny days. Are we going to have a sunny night tonight when the Grizzlies play the Heat?
I think so. I'd like to know what La Costa Nostra is betting tonight, but, you know, I mean, to me, it comes down to it's the season opener, and the way that the season has ended, the fact that Ja was so good, and yes, there were plenty of things to be concerned about, but I don't know. I guess I viewed it as like a game in and of itself.
It's exactly right. The opener is a game in and of itself. And the other thing is that things are sufficiently fragile right now around this team emotionally that you celebrate when you have a chance to celebrate. Tonight you got the Heat. Tyler Hero is injured. So, you know, now Ja is questionable and KCP, or Kenny as he now wants to be called, also questionable, both with ankle soreness. Not surprising. Like, Ja had not played on that ankle all preseason.
Right.
And then he did what he did last night. And by the way, he took some hits. Not surprising to me in the slightest that he is suffering some ankle soreness. I imagine he'll play. Questionable suggest he will, right? Probably, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
If without Ja, like, do you assume without Ja, here, until point guard reinforcements come back, okay, will they win a game, a single game ever, in which Ja does not play?
I'll say yes, just because there's a shooting variant. Like, they could have a game where they just make a bunch of shots.
I don't know, man.
I didn't think Small was that bad.
Actually, I thought he was pretty good. He was efficient. He was as Chris phrased it yesterday, first do no harm.
Yes.
That was definitely
his mantra.
And that was literally a three-pointer. I think it was a Jalen Wells three-pointer. And other people made the point, by the way, that Jalen Wells' very good game was lost in the Jazz awesome game and Cedric Coward's breakout game. And so Wells was really good, too.
And wanting to yell about Jaren fouling out.
Yeah, and but like there was an open three. I think it was Wells hit, and I had to go back and look at the highlight because I'm like, who moved him to the ball to him so quickly? Like there was someone. I knew there was a pass that set up the open three, and it was just. And you know what? I went back and it was Small, and so I guess I would. Will they win a game before the reinforcements return? We got a while. We got a while.
Basically right? A month.
Will they win a game without Ja?
Again,
I think no.
I mean, the question is how many opportunities are there? Are we talking five? Are we talking seven, eight?
There's certainly going to be.
Because the other thing that's interesting
is. There's certainly going to be. Let's assume no big injury on the part of Ja. He just misses games here and there. And so you're looking at. You're looking at certainly 4 weeks, right? Whatever. You're looking at he's certainly you're gonna get five shots at it, probably.
Yeah, and you just never know. Like that's the other thing about injuries is you always just focus on your team. Like there's gonna be a lot of teams out there like
their own injuries. Like,
correct.
Yeah. Anyway,
G League games that show up at times.
It was super fun the other night. Just super fun. A reminder of how much fun it is, and I bet it'll be fun down there tonight as well. And so if you want, go see the Grizzlies versus the Heat. I do think all these early wins for this fragile team do make a
difference. I will sign up for them.
I'll certainly sign up.
I volunteer.
We got Jason Smith next, and we got Chris Harrington, and then we got Jeffrey making Jeffrey's bets. But some other matters we have to discuss. We'll go to the NBA scandal stuff right now. Anything else as the news emerged? Was there anything else that struck you?
Yeah, the first thing that struck me was, and I don't know if this is because people hadn't read the documents or they were just going by, there was this initial push to make it seem like Chauncey Billups was just a part of the poker game.
Nope. I'll read from one of the stories about this. An NBA head coach matching Billups' description is alleged to have done the same thing as Rozier with a twist. He allegedly gave information on players' availability status to the same dudes Rozier was involved with and who were also associated with the poker games before it became public. In particular, he told one of the associates that the Blazers were going to tank down the stretch in 22-23, giving a tip that Dame Lillard would sit the rest of the season before Lillard was ruled out for the first time in that stretch. So, and then even with the poker stuff, it wasn't just running an innocent poker game,
right?
Which is illegal, but who gives a damn, right? It was running a illicit poker game that was fixed, and then they would get extortion, threats of violence, etc.,
right,
from the mob. To get
allegedly
to get these dudes to pay.
Correct.
Which seems like a slimy thing to do. By the way,
kind of seems like theft.
It is 100%. It is theft, but it's yeah. I mean, then you throw in the extortion and the threats of violence and all of that. The Chauncey Billups resume, old school, you may recall that he was allegedly involved in a rape back in the 1990s as well. That one was... you know, he was able to surmount that one. He was able to get past that one. But it's not actually looking like a great resume for the stellar character of Chauncey Billups. That is a, even if he weren't involved in the stuff involving the integrity of NBA games, which apparently he may have been, allegedly he may have been, luring people into games in which you cheat them out of their money and then they're threatened with violence, yeah, if they don't pay. It's kind of a lousy thing to do. I'm going to go on a limb and just say it.
That's bad guy behavior.
That's bad guy behavior. Yeah. Anyway, he has been put on administrative leave.
It also seems like, remember when Gilbert Arenas got arrested back in the summer for a poker game?
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like he's singing.
Seems like he is definitely informing.
Seems like he's informing.
I think the other thing, though, is, at what point, it feels like everyone's like, well, this is what happens and whatnot, but it's like, Terry Rozier was under investigation by the NBA, and it seems like, okay, maybe they sat him down, but they cleared him to play again.
Well, now, in fairness, what his lawyer says is, Chauncey Billups has said he's innocent, or his lawyer said, or whatever, and Rozier has said... Rozier's lawyer said this was already investigated by the NCAA, by the NBA. This is, there's nothing to see here. That's in fact what the,
right, but
what
my
the lawyer's
point is,
argument.
Well, no, like my thing is the NBA had his phone and they clear him?
Well, this is Butch Everett. You are arguing that, my God, doesn't the NBA look stupid or complicit in,
yeah,
clearing him? The other argument would be, this is a dog and pony show because he's already been cleared. There was nothing to see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Okay, but the FBI...
I normally would believe the FBI. I'm a little shakier on the FBI these days, but I think you're... I tend to believe you, and you're right that the FBI... This doesn't... This doesn't seem like it has political... huge political implications. So it's... I think you're right. I think it is more likely of those two scenarios that the NBA screwed up rather than the FBI is screwing up now. We shall see. We did learn, by the way, in terms of that poker game, there was a professional poker player named Matthew Berkeley, who in a podcast in 23, was literally talked about
this game,
that he had been invited to play in, that people said was on the up and up, but everyone he knew who played in the game, and he mentioned Chauncey Billups. He said this is all built around Chauncey Billups. Everyone played in the game knew it was fixed. So, like, this, there have been rumors about this game certainly since 23. There you go. One thing that did I wonder about, one of the NBA writers was speculating whether it might even be the NBA, at least on the surface, frowns on tanking.
Yeah.
Right?
At least publicly.
Are they going to even be stricter on tanking? Because tanking and injuries are easy ways to manipulate, right?
Oh,
tanking and injuries. You just sit someone out. And so, I mean, injuries are the like time-honored way to manipulate. So is tanking going to get – is it going to be harder to tank? If you are a tanking-invested team, are you going to have to be more creative this year?
I simply don't know, like, what else can they do? I mean, I guess you could, dock them draft picks?
Yeah. It's kind of a tricky one. Anyway, enough of that. NFL last night, you were right, I was wrong. There, I said it.
Vikings?
Yeah.
They just looked awful.
You were right, I was wrong. Yeah, Carson Wentz, holy smokes.
I mean, I think he might also be hurt.
Right.
Like, as a foremost Carson Wentz hater, that was even by his standards. Like, that was worse than I expected. The problem that I had with this, like, that defense, which has been fairly salty, like, man, they just looked like they were just, they did not care last night. Like, they were getting blown off the ball. Yeah. Like,
34-10. This Vikings team that was flying high last year is decidedly not. Now 3-4. We've talked a lot about whether the thing to do is if you have a quarterback who you think you've sort of created and and to not overvalue him, not to step up and pay too much.
To try to essentially be quarterback agnostic.
Be quarterback agnostic. Realize anyone you get can do this stuff, right? At a certain level, unless you have one of the stars.
Right.
Unless you have one of the superstars.
And you need somebody that has a certain skill set, but like there's a wider net of possibilities.
And the example, exhibit A for this is the smart thing to do is Seattle this year, right? Yep. Seattle this year lets Geno walk. They said, well, we're not going to overpay for Geno. He's not really critical to the cause. We can get someone just like him. And sure enough, they do.
Yep.
They get Sam Darnold. He's been good. Is the counterexample what's happening in Minnesota? They're like, we don't need Darnold. Why do we need Darnold? We don't need Darnold. We don't need to pay this guy. We got this other guy sitting right here. He can do just as well. And look what's happened. Now, obviously, injuries are a part of it, but who knows? Like, do they really? Is
are
it
they?
Really injuries, or is he being soft benched, as they say? Like, is what's is this an example that in fact, no, you can't just move on from a quarterback who's good. It'll bite you in the ass.
I think the problem is, they banked on a player that was hurt last year, so they didn't even really get to see how he was progressing.
Yeah, this is not a pure... The Seattle one is a purer example because it's like, we don't want to pay this guy.
Right. We don't think he's worth this money.
There's some free agents out there. The Minnesota one is very different because it is... We already invested a first-round pick. And having invested that first-round pick means we believe in him. So in that particular circumstance, we're not going to. But if they didn't have him on the bench, would they have kept Darnold? I suspect so. If they didn't have a guy who they were grooming to be the starter.
I think what's fair to say is I think they would have at least franchised him.
Yeah, I think that's right.
They would have at least done a one-year thing to figure it out.
Here's the other thing. Maybe I'm a bad fan. I'm sneaky envious of the Ravens and a little bit the Vikings this year.
Okay, go on, because if you look at the records.
Right, but I really think if you want to win a Super Bowl, gap years are important.
To beef up the roster, get one or two more guys.
The Ravens are going to, I know what's going to happen here. They're going to get Lamar back. But if they don't get in playoff contention, his hammy's going to flare up.
Yeah.
They're going to miss a bunch of games. And they're going to end up with a 12th pick in the draft. And they're good. They have a good roster. When they have Lamar, they're good.
And I have questions about the defense. I don't think it's just scheme.
That's why they need the 9th pick in the draft. I have questions about the Bills' defense. But the Bills are going to be picking 27th again. And same thing with the Vikings. The Vikings... you're right. The defense didn't look good last night, but fundamentally, it has been a good deal.
That's what
I think. Gap years can be very useful. They're painful, but once you just embrace them, they can be very useful. It's like I throw back this to way back when my beloved Buffalo Bills drafted Jim Kelly, and Jim Kelly was so enamored of the idea of living in beautiful Buffalo that he wept.
Mm-hmm.
He wept.
And then went to the USFL.
He wept, and then he went to play for the Houston Gamblers. He's like, we think here in Memphis we got an inferiority complex. Tom Cousineau was the number one pick in the NFL draft one year. Number one pick in the NFL draft out of Ohio State. He's even kind of neighborly to Buffalo, right? Instead of going to Buffalo, he went to Canada.
Well, I mean,
the only time that's happened.
Isn't Kelly from Pittsburgh?
And Kelly's from Pittsburgh, yeah. Kelly's from Pittsburgh, and these people wanted nothing to do with that hellhole that was Buffalo, and it's my beautiful hometown. So, but because Jim Kelly was doing what he was doing in Houston, the Bills continued to really suck, and they had the number one pick again, and they drafted Bruce Smith.
How'd that work out?
And then at that point, the USFL folds. Jim Kelly comes aboard. 4 Super Bowls result. Gap years where you are, that's years when you are artificially bad. Look at the Spurs right now. Years when you are artificially bad can be the best thing that happens in sports. If you know, in fact, that you're not just bad, you're not the Panthers or you're not the Dolphins or you're not the Raiders. You're not just a team that sucks. You're a team that's actually good, that's having a really bad year and is going to benefit from that into the future. Anyway,
are you actually trying to blame Josh for this?
He's too good and too durable.
Well, I was going to say that's in the end. The problem is, in the end, the problem is not only is he good, it's that he plays.
And then the other thing is, if you lose without your quarterback, it doesn't even hurt. No one cares.
Correct.
It's because everyone just what do you expect?
You've moved on.
Quarterback.
Yeah, you're like, well, this is
not anyone's fault. Anyway, there you go. We're going to get to Jason Smith here in a moment. We're busy today because we got Jason, then we got Chris, then we got Jeffrey's Betts. So let's get to all of these topics.
All right.
World Series. We need the Jays to win game one. That's my position on the World Series.
I agree.
That's what you need.
Especially because it's a Friday night and we're going to have college football day tomorrow. So it gets swamped up. We need them to win today.
You need
so that you can believe.
So you can believe. This is like, if it's going to be interesting, you need, and I can make an argument. What do the Jays do? The Jays put balls in play.
Yep.
Right? The Jays put balls in play. The Jays have had, in 11 postseason games, only 64 strikeouts.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, they're in some ways a better version of the Brewers. Now, the Dodgers absolutely demolished the Brewers. The Dodgers are like, bullpen? Who needs a bullpen?
Yeah, we're just going to throw guys we're going to have two starters go 17 innings.
The last series, 28 and two-thirds innings from their starters, and they gave up two runs. The bullpen pitched a total of 7 1/3 innings.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And so you need, and I do think that everyone in the world, unless you were born a Dodgers fan, like born a Dodgers fan, okay? Or if you're a Shohei Ohtani fan, I can see getting aboard the Dodgers, right?
Yeah, because he's, I mean,
no one else is allowed to root for the Dodgers. No one else. Even though Toronto allegedly is in Canada.
Yeah, I think it'd be nice if, honestly, even some Dodger fans would accept that I shouldn't be rooting for my team this week. You know?
Because of what you've done. Yeah, take a deep look inside to yourself.
Correct.
And feel bad. And
meet us halfway.
Meet us halfway. But what we really need, is the
I think you're right. They have to win.
They got to win game one, or we're just checked out. Going through my list here, Vitello did talk about why he went to the Giants. And we haven't even mentioned that. Like, there's been so much happening that obviously built
a busy week.
Built a fabulous baseball program at Tennessee, and I'm sure it's crushing for Tennessee fans. I did read what he said yesterday, and it was like, if you're a Tennessee fan, that's what you want to hear. The stuff that he said about how unbelievably special Knoxville is, and how much he loved it, and how he's evolved for life, and how he's still going to live there, and how he's like, he went on and on and on. He gave, and this would make Memphis fans want to throw up. He gave like a 9-point essay on why it's great to be a Vol.
Yeah,
like, and but how the hell do you turn down this gig? Literally no one in his position has ever been offered a gig like this before. Totally unprecedented.
And
he can go back and do this again if he wants to. There's no downside.
I think the other aspect of this is, we've talked about it, you can't win in everything. Tennessee is one of the schools that is trying to win in everything. I suspect his NIL budget got cut a little bit.
Oh, you think?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But do you believe there's a circumstance under which he would have stayed? I can't believe that. You still don't turn down a major league managing gig. Literally never been offered before.
I still think, I don't know if he even pursues it if things were going well. If you're saying, if we get down to the end and it's Tennessee's still going to spend in baseball like the number one team in the country or the Giants, that's a different thing. I don't even know if it gets down the process.
But did he instigate the process or did they instigate the process? Obviously, it's a fascinating experiment. And if you're a Vol fan and you go but read that statement, you can't do anything but have a tear in your eye. And then we'll get
He also gave you a title. Like in the end.
Oh, no. He gave you a title. Yeah. No.
And he's not, it's not like, hey, he's going to, catch Kentucky baseball
or
whatever.
That's exactly
right.
He gave you a title and he's not going to another college baseball program.
He's going to the San Francisco Giants.
And so it makes all the difference in the world. Nick Saban wasn't hated at LSU
until he went back
to Alabama. Going to the Dolphins, he was not hated. He delivered a title. He was going to the pros, not hated. When he went to Alabama, then you become hated. We'll get into the SEC football schedule and the Memphis football schedule. Obviously, Memphis, big game tomorrow against South Florida at Simmons
Bank. Are we all just Liberty assuming Stadium. AJ's playing?
You know, I'm just going to show up and let the game come to me.
I do feel like this is one of the more quiet, is the quarterback going to play of the year?
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know. I think it's because everybody wants to forget what happened Saturday, which is fine. I'm not trying to bring that up. But, like, we're going into...
No, I'm going to say Brandon Lewis is going to play. I'm going to go out and say Brandon Lewis is going to play. And going to give it a go.
Yeah.
He's going to give it a go. I think my guess, again, purely
whatever we say was a guess.
Spitballing here. My guess is the game is of sufficient consequence, and they did not, you know, this was not surgery out for the year, or they might have said that, right? Maybe,
yep.
Maybe. But Terry Rozier told me he's going to give it a go.
Okay.
So I think.
We know that. We can trust that.
I think, yeah, you can take that to the bank. And so I think. Now,
what was his finder's fee?
It will be interesting to see. I don't think people have given up on the Tigers yet. I think people are like,
oh, this is a gateway to giving up.
No, this is it. This is it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I even think if there were, this is the game. This is the game.
Yep.
If they lose tonight, then it's just true. Like, this, not everyone. I know there are true blues out there. I'm going to be loyal to the end, whatever else. But if you lose to UAB and then you lose at home to USF, and here we are again, a lot of people are going to emotionally bail. It's a massive game. And my only question is, have they bailed already? And I don't believe so. Like, it's a little tricky because it's an early game and people are busy on Saturday and they have kids running or they got kids soccer or whatever it is. And so there's plenty of excuses not to go. But this is a massive game. It's a chance to at least one more time to really care about what's happening, right? Because it is true that everything is still in front of them. So if
the loss on Saturday did not change their reality.
Right. So if you want to really care about this football team and get involved and see great, they can still happen. This is the time to get out there to the game. You can still do that. But this is it. Like, after today, I mean, tomorrow, if they lose, then you're going just because you like watching Memphis football helmets,
yeah,
right? Like, whatever, and because you're loyal or you like the
it's your team, whatever.
Your
like
team,
it,
whatever. Yeah. But the hopes are dashed.
The casuals are done.
I think the casuals are done. Massive game tomorrow. Also, while I'm on the topic, there's another cool event tomorrow. The Overton Park 5-miler is going to take place tomorrow for the 50th time. It is a road race at Overton Park, the 5-mile classic. And listen, we don't talk about road races here a lot. There's one every week. We could talk about one every week.
There's one in my neighborhood last week.
Was there one in your neighborhood?
Yeah.
And they all like raise money for good causes. And if you're a part of that running community, it's really a fun community to be a part of and whatever. But we can't celebrate them all. But tomorrow at 8 a.m., they're going to be having the 5-mile classic. This one is to honor John Mahundro, who was an unbelievably great Memphis runner. I bet you can still register if you want for the Overton Park 5-mile classic. You can probably, if you get out there and, you know, bang out some 7-minute miles at 8 o'clock, you got time to still get over to Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium after that. Even if you bang out some 10-minute miles, you have time to get to Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium after that. We will get into the SEC schedule, which is fascinating. We'll do that when we do Jeffrey's bets. But we got to take a break right now. We got Jason Smith on the other side. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Jason Smith and Jason and John every single day from 11 until 2. I want to start with Memphis football, Jason, because you're someone who over the years has not hesitated to hold Ryan Silverfield's metaphorical feet to the fire. You want a certain level of performance and accomplish out of him that you feel like you haven't quite gotten yet. I think that's true, isn't that? Isn't that correct?
Make a conference title game, sure.
Yeah.
I think all of us would say that, probably not just me.
Yeah. Where are you on this, on the importance of this game?
It's very important. Ryan Silverfield can get back a lot of what he's lost, it feels like, with that UAB loss, maybe in terms of some belief. We had callers after the UAB game. I know you took some as well, but that made the trip. And some that were just as critical at this point. They had said, I was a Ryan Silverfield defender. Now I'm not, because we have too many of these. And so for those folks, again, and those are the more important people than you or me in terms of this decision when it comes to, you know, Ryan, where this thing's going, all of it, is the folks that buy tickets. And they were extremely upset. You know, Ryan can get some of that back, it feels like, if he wins this one. Now, coming off what our eyeballs saw and what we've seen from South Florida all year long, I think most of us have believed for a while now that this is the best team in the American. You know, doing that is another story, especially when we don't know the status of Brendan Lewis. But there's a lot to be gained here in terms of buyback. The difference is, even if you win it, your back's still against the wall. You have to win them all. You would hope to still have that margin for error in your pocket. It is no longer there. And so from that standpoint, yeah, sure, you can get back a lot by winning, but you're going to have to keep winning. And basically win out, it feels like. It feels like a second loss, you know, in terms of making that American game, that's a, you know, conference title game that's eluded Ryan. A second loss in conference will kill you like it mostly has in this race. And yeah, it's a tough position to be in, particularly because of how bad UAB had been. I mean, they're, you know, one of the worst teams against the run in the country, in the American, and you have one of your worst rushing days. I realize some of that changes with game script when you go to A.J. Hill, but whether it's Sutton Smith's getting just five carries, I know Duozier's banged up, it just seemed like you went away from your usual game plan against a team you had no business doing that against, because, again, I think you gave them confidence by playing as soft as you did defensively, and then offensively, I think, you know, the switch to A.J. Hill sort of, in a way, as good as he was, and I'm excited about his future. As good as he was, it sort of played into their hands, because UAB's hands, because it went away from what you do, which is running the ball. Long answer to a short question. A lot to be gained, but still in that same position, even if you win.
It's funny, though. Like, if you had lost, if you had not lost to UAB, if you just won by 13 over UAB, and then you're missing your quarterback, like this, weirdly enough, Saturday's loss, if you either have a start up, either a backup quarterback or a very limited starter, Saturday's loss this Saturday, if they lose tomorrow, and hopefully they will win, it would be totally excusable, right? Like, it would be, well, what do you expect? They don't, they're playing the other best team in the conference, and they don't have their quarterback. It would be a loss that you're like, well, you can't hold that. The problem is that it's paired with that last Saturday's loss. I mean, that's mm-hmm. that's what makes it so hard to get your mind around.
Well, and last Saturday's loss is much. It's too much like the UTSA loss.
Right.
It's too much like the previous losses, where it's been the teams that you have no business losing to that have kept you basically out of that conference title game. And keep in mind, I mean, you had Seth Ennigan for 4 years. You wanted to give it to him. You got guys back. You know, Jonah Dillon wrote about this week at the commercial appeal. You got guys back that came back to make a conference championship game. And so again, after it looked so good, let's not act like they were 6-0. They had number 7 in stop rate, you know. And sure, Brendan Lewis goes down, but it just felt like you went away game plan-wise. And I know Cramsey has taken accountability, so is Jordan Hankins on the defensive side, so is Ryan Sutterfield. But it just felt so uncharacteristic of what our eyeballs told us was a really good football team and a defense that was at its best under Ryan Sutterfield, statistically and with our eyeballs. So, yeah, to that point, yeah, Jeff, you hope to have a little bit more room here. We're a loss to South Florida. Hey, it wouldn't derail you necessarily. You got the one loss. You can still make a conference title game, particularly if you know, that Tulane game. You still had to beat Tulane and Navy, but you'd have had a little bit more room, as you'd said, with an excusable loss to South Florida. Now, you know, you're in a tougher spot.
All right, Grizzlies got the Heat tonight. I was talking about this earlier. Where do you come down? How do you balance being honest with listeners about your thoughts, but also if your thoughts tend to the negative, and I don't just mean you, me, like we're all in this position, right? Whether it comes to Memphis football or whatever else. Because I got a direct message yesterday from someone who was mad because I said that the Pelicans aren't formidable. And then I saw you guys got a tweet saying you guys are being too negative on the grid. Like, how do you balance that? Because I think if you came out of that game the other night, it was a great night for the Grizzlies and a night worth celebrating. But it was also, it was not a game that made you feel like the Grizzlies are going to win 48 games this season. So how do you balance? I'm just curious how you balance that yourself personally.
I just try to stick to calling it like I see it. I know that's the cliche part, but that's the honest part, as opposed to feeling like I have to celebrate. It did, you know, I was listening to you there first segment and you talked about, you know, how we came at that game, Gabe, the same way. And you know, you approach it with "All I Do Is Win," and you're going to switch your song. And here's what dawned on me, that those are just the facts. I think you were at the game. John was at the game. You guys saw the streamers fall. I'm watching it on television, and so there is a little bit of a different experience there as well. I think John was even down there as a fan, as opposed to you as media. So I just bring that up to say, you know, that game coming away, I said it. First thing I said about it was that Ja Morant passed Michael Jordan as the opening night leading scorer in NBA history. That's a great thing when you're in a sentence with Michael Jordan. But what that win really did in a lot of ways for me was confirm all the concerns we had coming through the preseason, actually going into the preseason, especially about the front court. Look at the way they got hammered on the glass. This is the Pelicans. We've looked at the West. It's huge. And so, yes, I mean, it was very early on in our conversation. It didn't feel like rah-rah time. You know, John had been down there and talked about the streamers. It felt like, let's be honest, man, this could get rough. This could be buckle up in a different way. And listen, I think most of us have sort of said that in our different ways, because Zach Kleiman's acknowledged this is a step back. And so to get the win, Ja bailed you out. He bailed a roster out that's not good enough right now. But we knew that coming into the season. This season, Jeff, is about finding out what you've got around John Jaren and if you can win with it. Right? You might be looking at something at the trade deadline. You could be looking at making a move afterwards when you've got these, you know, maybe one lottery pick, maybe two. But the point is the future. Zach Kleiman's taking a big chance here. I realize we all say, and it's true, you couldn't keep paying Bane, Jaren, and Ja what you were doing, not competing on a championship level. But you've taken a chance here in terms of a step back in hopes of jumping back, but there's not that promise, right? Because what you've got to do is nail first round draft picks. You've got to make the right trades. And so for all that from, again, this is a large take from one game, but what that game did for me was say, well, okay, yeah, I think we're better than the Pelicans. That's what we hoped coming in with John Jaren on the floor. But, oh, boy, and keep in mind, you've got a lot missing, five guys in particular out that are going to help you this season. A lot's missing, but, you know, a lot's riding, especially on Zach Edey as well to come back and, you know, I think in a lot of ways, just some of our concerns and fears were confirmed by that.
There was nothing about that game that made me think, like in terms of if I was betting on the over-under win totals, there was nothing about that game that made me think, oh, now they're going to be over. Like you look at some of those lineups, they're crazy. The guys who have to play.
Well,
they're playing G-leaguers and they're playing crazy.
And the 23-4 and second chance points scares the mess out of me. Because, you know, and again, Zach Edey's expected to come and clean that up. The problem is Jock Landale ain't doing enough of it. And I give Jaren a lot of credit. You know, 8 rebounds, that's more than he didn't even average 6 last year. 6 blocks in that game. But you cannot foul out in year 8. It's just the case. We've got to be patient with Jaren, new system. You talked about this. We did too. Isolo's big on screen setting. Jaren, at this point in his career, should be cleaner at setting screens. And he has to be cleaner once these fouls start mounting up. You know, he has to be cleaner in terms of the offensive fouls barreling into folks. And folks have said this, well, Jaren doesn't get the whistle that he should for a DPOY. And you're right. And frankly, neither does Ja. But think about the Grizzlies' position, right? Think about Jaren Jackson Jr. after each one of those fouls. I mean, he's not Luka Doncic, but he still flails the arms and does everything else. And, oh, by the way, you're still the team that used to be the 2 seed 2 straight years, said it wasn't scared of anybody but Boston. I'm talking about this is the way the NBA looks at you as opposed to Jason Smith or Jeff Calkins, sort of the spoiled brats that thought they were, you know, right there on the precipice of something big and dropped back much of it by their own, you know, by their own doing. And so what whistle, how do you expect, you know, the Grizzlies or Jaren Jackson to get the same whistle that even Draymond Green, a champion who the refs are scared to call it on, gets? Like, we're not in that boat. You have to earn that. And so, yeah, it's a critical time. This is what I'm excited about, Jeff, is to see what Zach Kleiman's going to do. Like, because you have a choice here. You know, can Ja Morant really take this roster, him and Jaren, take this roster and lead you to something that looks like, okay, well, with most of this, we can continue a climb? Because I don't think you have that long with Ja Morant and Jaren, yes, signed up, but both 26 years old now, and supposed to be them at least approaching the prime of their careers. And so I'm excited to see, and maybe it's a big shakeup, you know, how fast Zach Kleiman can get back, because what he has now after the Bane trade is some real flexibility, some real assets to do something here. I'm hoping Ja stays healthy. My gosh, to see him questionable already. I mean, you knew with the back-to-back coming off the ankle from the preseason that it's a chance he's not playing all three of these. But, I mean, just think about if he's out, Jeff, with Ty Jerome gone for a month and Scottie Pippen Jr. out for at least 3. You're talking about Javon Small being the starter possibly. Like, that's a tough road to hoe. It could get really tough, and it could lead to some really big decisions that shake this thing up in a way that I'm kind of excited to see what happens. So from that standpoint, sure, I'm excited. But from a, oh, they beat New Orleans, and yeah, let's now we can all bet on the over. No, no, I don't think anybody, any of us should be telling you that. No, yeah. It's not our jobs. Yep.
I do think we can agree that the best, most promising thing that came out of that is Cedric Coward's performance. Like that.
I'm excited about him too. Because listen, a lot of people, and I wonder about my partner sometimes with this, have sort of looked at him, where he was drafted, what people said about him, and tried to plug him in as that new number three, right next to John Jaren. He doesn't have to be that. That's the beauty of this thing. If he blossoms into a player like that, maybe it's a 1-2 with him and Ja, whatever it is, awesome, you hit. But what you want in this day and age, and we're always trying to play copycat off the champion, but is a bunch of dudes, a bunch of OKC-like dudes, a bunch of Dorts, a bunch of Carusos. And if he becomes that, Jeff, when you've got Phoenix's pick for next year, maybe yours becomes a lottery pick as well. You know that, and you've got another chance at a number three. If he just becomes one of those dudes, efficient dudes, can hit from three, can D up, bring energy like he did guard Zion, then you have absolutely hit on Cedric Coward. And after that first game, there's every reason to believe he can be that guy.
Jason, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Chris Herrington coming up next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.